Yeah, hello, my name is Charles. I was looking to speak with the owner of Jack and Apos Quality Maintenance. Is that yourself by chance? Or?
Yeah, speaking.
Perfect. So I'm over at Local Splash. The reason for my call today is simply because we are a data service provider to both Google and Bing. Just wanted to speak with you about listing your company on the first page of Google for your services there. Those keywords in the area. So
I'm already on Google.
Okay, and is that being done through a advertising company like Yelp or Home Advisor or Angie or something like that?
Yeah.
It is? Okay. And the reason I ask is because, it sounds like to me like you already see the value in advertisement or being found. Are you currently on the first page of Google or just on Google?
Just on Google. It doesn't matter. I still get tons of calls, but the thing is I've had customers tell me that they've called other companies that are on Google and they charge $100 trip charge just to go do a bid.
Interesting. No, so we'd be a
and
month
I,
to month.
You go that's ahead, why huh? I'm that's why I get more calls off of that's why I get more calls off of Google now. Because I don't charge a fee to go out and do an estimate.
Yeah, I wasn't aware that other companies do that, but definitely will put you ahead of the curve. But in short, real-life example, because I'm sure you've experienced this, if you ever searched like a pizza place or, a restaurant in your area, like we all have before at one point in time on Google, the big difference
for a handyman service.
Exactly. Because businesses don't, not all business owners pay attention to how important this is. So if I personally, if I'm searching just, vague, like pizza place near me in my area, I'm looking at what's most convenient. I'm looking at like the couple, the first five options or so on. It's not like an extensive, like science project where I'm flipping through, page 6, 7, 8, 9, first few options. So too, it's applicable for any business. So anyone's looking for any type of maintenance work that your company provides, maintenance, whatever your job is near me. If you're on the first page versus like the third page, you could imagine how many more calls could potentially trickle in. So that's where we would.
But you know what? I've been in this business for 48 years and I used to do listings. And I was the first one on the list. I used to pay a lot of money out for listings to be the first one on the page. And you know what? I never got one call.
Interesting. Do you happen to recall? I'm sorry to hear that. Do you happen to recall which company that was with?
I can't even remember who it was now. They're out of California.
The reason I ask is because we speak with, I personally, it's my job. I speak with companies all the time that had bad past experiences, and we successfully convert them where they're long-term clients. So we have what's called a 97% retention rate, which the short version is out of the tens of thousands of companies that we cater to, almost 100% of them stick with us simply because we get the job done and, we're reasonably priced. So with that being said, if we can provide a better service than your current provider, I'm sure you'd at least consider the options, right? Like it can't hurt your situation, right?
Right.
Okay. So if I could just ask you a couple of questions and that way I could just have a better understanding of how we could potentially come in and help. You do have the ability to handle more business if it was being presented to you, right?
Well, right now I'm booked for. I'm looking at my listings right now, and I'm probably third on the list.
On the first page, you're third on the list.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. So, do you have a lot of competition in your area at the moment?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Because the reason I ask is I don't know if you're aware of this. It's an algorithm. So just like you pay somebody to. Yeah, okay.
Five, so just, okay, I got five, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in my area.
Okay. All right. So basically, just like you'd pay somebody to do taxes for you because they're the expert, so too with us, because that's our expertise, we'll work with Google's algorithm to make sure that your placement is top of the line. So you said you're a little bit booked at the moment. About how far booked out are you?
Till March.
Okay. Because it's not like we flip a switch and overwhelm you, right? So what we'll do is we'll provide you with a steady flow, because a lot of our clients in similar situations as yourself kind of might have felt intimidated by being overwhelmed by business, but actually what they found is that by using our program, they're just simply able to increase their profit margins by cherry-picking the business that they want. So that's why I asked you, is there like one or two jobs that you prefer being filtered your way that are most lucrative that, you know, worth your time?
Well, I work with the property management companies now. And I do all commercial now. I don't do residential anymore. I phased that out. That's
okay.
Gone.
I'm making a note of that. Okay. So yeah, commercials.
Because I had too many complaints. You know, they're saying, you know, I go and do a bid on a job and I give them the original copy. I keep the carbon copy, and they say after I'm done, I ripped them off. And they have
original.
Yeah, I've had that happen five times on me, and I decided I'm out of this. I'm out of the residential completely.
Right. No, that makes sense. You don't want another repeat of something. Like, it's like a headache.
Well, the
like
thing
that.
Is, they put down bad reviews on there.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's a new.
Because I had a lady. Here's an example. I had a lady call me, ask me if I'd come and install a microwave above her stove. Okay, and she says, I don't want nothing changed on the microwave. I says, ma'am, I have to because you don't have an outside vent. I need to change it because right now it's vented for outside. I need to switch it for inside. And she said, no, just leave it alone and put it in. And so I did. So I installed it, everything. Well, she calls me up the next day and says, you did it wrong.
Oh, wow.
And I said, what? I said, what? You told me not to touch it. You said, just to install it, leave the fan alone. Install it.
Well, we can.
So I installed the fan. So I installed the microwave. And she says, I need to have you come back out here and change that fan. And I said, well, there's going to be an extra charge because I have to take it out of the, I have to take the microwave back out. And first thing I have to move your stove out. And I have to take the microwave out and I have to change it out. And it's, you know, it's going to be another charge. And she said, when could you be here? I gave her a time. I said, I'll be there, you know, in about a half an hour. Well, she calls me. She says, where are you? This was like 15 minutes after she hung up with me. Where are you? I said, I told you I'd be there in a half an hour. I show up there and I ring the doorbell. Nobody answers. And I ring it again. She answers. She says, I don't need you here. My husband's going to do it. So I don't need your service anymore. And then I get this review on there, and she just,
oh,
I,
you need to do the service, and you got a bad review. Oh, that's,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's something that we could definitely, like, we've helped, you know, companies with stuff like that in the past. You did touch on, commercial. I was kind of, gearing towards, is there also commercial jobs that you do at the moment that, you know, like the specific job you'd prefer being sent your way, or just any type of commercial for maintenance?
Any type of commercial.
Okay. And what would you say is like a comfortable service area for you that, you know, it's worth your time?
I travel all over the state of Oregon.
Oh, wow. Okay. Making a note of that. You probably get some nice scenic views on the way at times.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. All right. So Oregon, and about just an approximation, like how many years have you, say, owned the business for? It doesn't have to be exact.
I've been in this business 48 years.
Oh, that's right. You told me. Wow. That's older than myself, my friend. You got a lot of experience. That's amazing. Yeah. And are you the sole owner of that company? Any partner that you're?
I am. I've been the sole owner for 48 years.
Amazing. Amazing. And lastly, I just wanted to confirm, are the Jack's Quality Maintenance Company? That's your
LLC.
Yes. Perfect. That's what I thought. Okay. And again, just speaking of Charles over at Local Splash, we are a premier channel partner to Google. And just so I could properly address you, I'm assuming your name is Jack, correct?
Right. Uh-huh.
It's a good guess. Okay.
And I do have a bond. I do have a $5 million bond.
Nice.
Because I'm doing commercial. It's required.
Oh, got it. Got it. So let me make a note. Perfect. And Jack, overall, you did see the value in all this, right? So being listed there at the moment that people are searching for your maintenance services in your service area, correct?
Right.
So what I want to go ahead and do is I'm going to want to, based off of what you told me with your experience with Yelp and your past experiences, I know that we could help you. And what I'd like to do is pull up the pricing for that position that we have available for that spot for today. And that way, if you decided that you wanted to secure that spot, Jack, then we can go from there. Does that sound okay?
You know, there's another rip-off company, and that's Angie's List.
You're not the first one to say that. I hear that a lot. They tend to charge per leads. Did you have that experience, Jack?
Yeah. Well, you know what they did? I didn't even go out to a job. You know, they sent me out to a job to do, give this person a bid. Okay. They charged me for going out there and doing a bid.
Oh, man. Just for the bid, not the actual work.
No, I didn't do the work at all. I just went out and looked at the job.
Yeah, see, like a lot of the clients that, like you just mentioned it, that had a frustrating experience with some of those mainstream companies like Yelp, HomeAdvisor, Angie. The good thing, we're month to month, we're flat rate, we're not contracted, so we don't do like the charge per lead thing. So it would be impossible for you, thank God, to have another repeat frustrating experience like that. But that's unfortunate, and honestly, it's not the first time I've heard that. And the reason I asked you from earlier, Jack, is the good news is because you've been in business for almost 50 years, which is absolutely incredible, you could still qualify for the promotion which they're running right now. So that's what I thought you'd be able to do. It's just simply a reduced rate that they have running for their much more established companies. So, Jack, what I was going to be doing is I wanted to grab Jesse, and basically Jesse's just my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. And, Jack, if this is something that we can make affordable for you today and it makes sense, would you consider moving forward with that?
I wouldn't know. In the past, I've had bad experience. And if... You know, the thing is, the bad experience, what I mean is, yeah, they did the advertising for me, but the problem is, you know, I never got any calls. The only reason I get the property management companies is word of mouth.
Right. And it says, honestly, a lot about your business, right? But in my humble opinion, based off my experience, Google could potentially be the biggest word of mouth out there, because if we can just get you one good review about you, which could be seen by hundreds of potential customers. So just one new client from the internet whose friends and family you don't already know, it could potentially be a whole new word of mouth chain that we just started for you. And I don't know why this is the case. I think it's one of those cases where some companies are just more quality than others, because in short, Jack, there's 40 premier channel partners to Google, us being one of them. We did successfully convert companies. So in your experience, that had, for whatever reason, bad past experience with the Google situation, and we were able to help them. And it was a successful investment. And we have them and maintain them for years and years. So with that being said, what I'd love to do is I want to just get you that pricing right now, because I have a feeling that you're going to absolutely fall in love with this. So, Jack, if I can just pull that up for you, I think you're going to love it. So just give me one moment. Thanks.
Okay.
And Jesse. All right. So Jeff, what I'm going to do is, I want to get you that pricing and I'm going to have our regional manager for the area. Are you available in like a minute or two so that he could go over a couple of the things that we can offer you and,
I can do that.
Ultimately help you? Okay. All right. So give me one moment and let me grab him for you. Thank you so much, Ken.
Okay.
One second.